Tablet 14, some symbols corresponding to those used in the Bible. God has communicated with humans through many symbolic languages. In order to understand His scriptural messages, we should be familiar with these symbols. In the Bible and Quran, these symbols are the same. The last book of the Bible, the Revelation, is full of these symbols. Understanding them in the Revelation will greatly help in understanding the rest of the Bible and also the Quran. Read Revelation of the Revelation. Here are some symbols and their correspondence to those in the Bible. There can be more, however. These symbols have not been understood so far, but with these revelations they can now be described. Surah the Heights, Al-Araf. You know them by their marks corresponds to those who receive a mark in the Revelation, chapter 13. The occupants of the heights, highly developed spiritual souls, call out to men who are known by their marks, "Your multitude availeth you not, nor did your pride," verse 48. The mark is that pride of material possession or greed, Surah the Bee, An-Nahl. All creation praises and prays to the Lord corresponds to the symbols of the four beasts and 24 elders in the Bible, Revelation 5:14. Whatsoever is in the heavens, and whatsoever living creature is in the earth, and the angels, all creative elements, submit themselves humbly to God, and they act not proudly, verse 49. Surah Iron, Al-Hadid. All things praise the Lord. Whatsoever is in the heavens and in the earth glorifies God, verse 1. Surah Exile, Al-Hajj. Whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth glorifies God. He is mighty, wise, verse 1. Surah Ornaments of Gold, Az-Zukhruf. Love of many will wax cold, Matthew 24:12. Friends will be foes that day. Save the righteous ones, verse 67. Surah the Events, Al-Waqi'ah. Earthquake symbolizes a change of social orders and old setups. When the earth is violently shaken, verse 4. Mountains and hills are symbols of great people who could be leaned on by others. They will lose their strength in this tribulation. Surah the Event, Al-Waqi'ah. And the mountains fall and become as powder, scattered dust they become, verses 5 and 6. Surah the Emissaries, Al-Musalat. And when the mountains are blown away, verse 10. Surah the Overthrowing, At-Takwir. And the mountains are moved, verse 3. Star is used as a symbol for referring to the children and also to those worthy people who will help the leaders of society carry out the tasks. Surah the Emissary, Al-Musalat. When the stars are dimmed, verse 8. In the last days, many people will reach higher consciousness and assume the leadership of humanity. Before it happens, the stars, the children, and the families will become rebellious, and it will be hard to find worthy, honest people. Surah the Overthrowing, At Takwir, and the stars are no more, verse 2. In the last days, the children and obedient people in society will be disobedient. Sky or heaven refers to the heavenly social orders. In the last days, all social orders will be shaken. Surah the Emissaries, Al-Mursalat. When the sky is rent asunder, verse 9. Surah the Overthrowing, At Takwir. When the sky is no more, verse 11. Sun is the symbol of the father of the family and also the great and honest leaders in society. In the last days, the true father or leader will be really found. Also, it is a symbol of the highest spiritual knowledge. So in the last days, true spiritual knowledge will be lost. Surah the Overthrowing, At Takwir. When the sun is taken away, verse 1. The morning star refers to the sun. The sun is the only star that rises in the morning. It is a symbol of the highest realization of spiritual life, being completely submissive and surrendered to the will of the Lord, which is to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Only these people can be real fathers and leaders on earth. That is why the sun is also a symbol for great leaders in society and the father of the family. Sirah, the morning star. At-Tariq. In the Bible, Revelation 2:28, the same morning star is given to those who completely understand the teaching of the fourth church, which is Islam. As its name expresses, the spirit of the teaching of Islam is to be completely surrendered and submissive to the plan of the Lord, which is to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. By the witness of the heaven and the morning star, verse 1, Sirah, the Most High, Allah, corresponding to Revelation 9:6, and in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. He will therein neither die nor live, verse 13. These verses all above also refer to the last days when the whole world will be destroyed. Only those who have reached pure consciousness will escape the destruction. Tests. The human should go through tests, and each test is also a lesson for him in his life. Man should completely overcome his lower nature before he is allowed to enter the kingdom of heaven in heaven. He should show no trace of the false ego. It is the purpose of all creation to make man so weak that he could be manageable, then through suffering and tests guide him and eventually bring him to perfection, pure consciousness. That is why only saying you believe or are submissive and surrendered will not be enough. You should prove that you have overcome the slightest doubt and all traces of false ego before you yourself realize the real joy of freedom of the soul and are allowed to know God and enter His kingdom. Each test is an awakening process for the spiritual aspirant. All are lessons to learn. Surah Women, An Nisa, all things happen from God. Wheresoever you might be, death will overtake you, even though you hide in strong towers. Still, if something good happens to them, they say it is from God. And if some misfortune comes to them, they make you responsible for it. Tell them, it is all from God. What is with these people that they do not even come close to the understanding of the events? Verse 78. This means that whatever happens in this world comes from God. When something bad happens, it is a warning that you are not walking on the path, or it happens as a test or to give a lesson. When good happens, it means it is a reward, or again, a test and lesson of how it is to be used. In other words, we can say that because this world is self-sustaining, the laws are set up in such a way that bad actions provoke bad reactions, and good actions cause good reactions. To be free of the law of karma, be submissive to Him. Father has complete control over everything. Sirah, repentance, At-Tawbah. All are put to test in order to select elected ones. Do you think that you would be left alone by yourself while God has not yet clearly made known who strives in His cause and chooses no one beside God and His messengers and the believers as His associates? God has complete knowledge of what you do. Verse 16. Sirah, the spider, Al-Ankabut. Do humans think that it is enough to say that we believe and would not be tested? We verily tried people before them, and also God will make known who is truthful and who is not, is a hypocrite. Verses 2 and 3. Sirah, those who set the ranks. Disasters are tests for humans to see how surrendered they are in their lives. We called him, Abraham, you have indeed fulfilled our command, and in the vision to sacrifice his son. Verily we reward those who are surrendered. It verily was a great test, 105 to 106. In truth, because Abraham passed this test, God gave him an unconditional promise for his seed, which is fulfilled throughout history. Read Children of Abraham. Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. Sirrah the troops, Azumar. Disasters and successes are all tests for humans. However, most people remember God when they are in distress and forget about Him when they are relieved. When a disaster overtakes a human, he cries unto us. But when we bestow a favor unto him, he says, I have obtained it purely through my own knowledge. Verily, it is only a test, but most of them know it not. Verse 49. Sirrah, they are expounded. Fusilat. Prosperity brings forgetfulness of God, and disasters bring remembrance. When we grant a favor on man, he goes away and turns aside. But when afflicted by evil, he prays abundantly. Verse 51. Sirrah, mutual disillusionment. At Tagaban. Relatives and wealth are tests. Your possessions and your offspring are but a test. Only in God lies enormous reward. Verse 15. Thirst for limitlessness. There is a thirst for limitlessness in the human. When he directs this thirst toward the material world, he will be happy because this limited manifested world cannot quench this thirst. Only the discovery of the limitless spiritual world can give happiness and contentment to the limitless soul. Sirrah, they are expounded. Fusilat. Man never tires of praying for good. Verse 49. Tribulation, the way God warns us. Suffering is the purifier of the soul. The humans remember God more often in distress than in prosperity and joy. That is why tribulation has been symbolized as the fire of hell. Fire is also a purifier, especially the sacred fire. Whenever humans go astray and make many reactions, tribulation as a purifier comes to them for several reasons. 1. To torment and purify the ones gone astray. 2. To bring those who are ready to higher consciousness. And 3. To set an example for humanity to understand how the laws of the universe work. Until the human understands the lessons and starts walking in God's ways rather than his own limited ego's way, this process will continue. Surah the Heights, Al-Araf. The way God warns people and then brings disasters to them. The repetition of this process is the reason for history, to teach humanity that they have no other choice but to follow God's way, which is to use all wealth and power for creating an environment that will enable the whole universe to grow and reach the highest consciousness possible for each unit consciousness. Whenever we send to a town a prophet, we bring tribulation and suffering to its inhabitants, that they might grow humble. Verse 94. Sirrah the ant, on the mall. On the day when the trumpet sounded, fear will overtake whosoever is in the heaven and in the earth, except him who God pleases, elect ones. All shall come unto him humbled. Verse 87. So tribulation is for making people understand his power and glory, and is to make them humble, meek, so they would submit to him for the good of their own souls. Sirrah the overthrowing at Takwir. Tribulation is hell, and when hell is ignited. Verse 12.